Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Ellen Welker, reading from The Victorious Ones by Chris Nealon. Number 17. Then came fire. It wasn't yet a new world or the end of the old one, but water, money, feeling overspilled their banks. There was finally something real to be afraid of. There was finally no reason to fear. Even animals approached us as they hadn't in 10,000 years. Buildings were either shelter or they weren't. Music got quiet. And poetry began to ask the question it had hidden in the forest. Poetry returned to lists, enumeration, inventory. It chose sides. This was not the same as prophecy. Look around you now and ask yourself, which of these, the innovators, profit makers, the ones behind high walls, the ones who are planning for the great catastrophes, or the ones with no ability to plan, who live from hour to hour, year to year, in whom terror waits to be uncurdled, who live in the great wide world? Which of these will be the victorious ones? Nobody knows. That was an excerpt from The Victorious Ones from Chris Nealon's book, The Shore, published by Wave Books. I'm Ellen Welker.